This is episode number 2342 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
That is one dirty soda.
Ooh, dirty soda.
Lindsay Lohan. Lohan. Yeah, not Lohan.
Yeah, no.
Lohan is back, not only in the strangely satisfying Netflix holiday movie Falling for Christmas, some may say, I haven't said that, but
have
also...
Have you seen it, though?
No.
People are kind of raving about it. It's predictable. Mm-hmm. Why not? It's a holiday movie.
Right.
And she apparently does a pretty decent job in it. She doesn't use any swear words. I don't think she smokes a cigarette or gets high, and she keeps her clothes on. What's not to love?
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
What's not to love?
But just watching and giving her credit for it just kind of irks me. Anyway, but also as a spokesperson for Pepsi, promoting, wait for it, Pilk, short for Pepsi and Milk.
Oh, wait a minute now. I've heard of this Pilk stuff before. That's not new.
That's not new.
No. It's like
Laverne.
Laverne and Shirley, right? Because they were doing it, and the deal was...
No, Laverne did.
Oh, Laverne did. Yes. That's right. And the deal was that it's like milk and Pepsi, and it kind of tastes like a root beer float from what I understand.
I only Pepsi. I always tell myself I'm going to try it, and I never have tried it, but
Pilk.
It would taste a little bit floaty, I think.
Especially if you use whole milk or maybe some cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the catch here?
Well, Pepsi's trying to get you to try it too.
Right.
They're doing a sweepstakes and an ad campaign with Lindsay mixing her own Pilk decked out in a sexy Santa suit.
Sexy.
Ooh la la.
Okay, that'll look at.
So if you post a photo or video of yourself enjoying some Pilk and cookies. Between now and Christmas, probably while you're Netflixing and chilling with the Pilk and cookies.
Oh my God.
That sounds just so dirty.
Oh my God, it does. Whoa. Well, it's a dirty soda, so okay. Mm.
You'll be entered into a drawing to win holiday cold hard cash.
Ooh, cash.
25 people will get $1,000 each.
That's not much.
Yeah, it's
send you a 1099 to take out the taxes, how much
God,
do you get?
I hate that.
They're going to give you like $300. Okay. Have
so
a nice day.
You just have to tag Pepsi on TikTok. Well, still, it's be more than I got.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You just have to tag Pepsi on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag Pilk and Cookies.
Pilk and Cookies. We got to try that. You were going to bake cookies. Are you going to bake cookies?
Yeah.
Let's have cookies.
Sure.
I'll bring the Pepsi
All
and
right.
the milk.
How's okay. That? And don't miss Lynn's and Fun for Christmas on Netflix.
That should be our weekend homework assignment, too.
That should be.
We should watch this so we can compare notes on Monday.
Well, Nick Cannon is busy creating some festive fun.
Festive fun.
Mm-hmm.
All fun is festive.
The masked singer host.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. He has 11 children, as we know, with six different women.
Yep.
Including ex-wife Mariah Carey.
Yep.
He took to Instagram Wednesday to post a tongue-in-cheek video about Christmas shopping for his family.
Oh, yeah. Because 11, yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Who? Man, he needs money to Christmas shop for that brood.
Probably needs a shopper.
He said, "It's almost the holidays, and thanks to me, the world now has 8 billion people." He's sitting in front of his fault.
Oh, my God.
He's certainly a valuable contributor to that.
Mm.
He's sitting in front of a fireplace, clad in a Santa hat and a light-up holiday sweater. But my job's not done.
Oh, no. Yeah, your job's done, Nick.
Now it's time to do some online Christmas shopping.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to procreate the other 8 billion people. Let's get started on the next 8 billion.
Oh, he's probably already started.
Right.
There's probably news waiting to pop any day now.
Oh, yeah.
And based on baby mama to kid ratio, I've got a whole hell of a lot of gifts to buy.
Oh, my God.
So
Let's go.
So a Christmas shopping with Nick Cannon animation then pops up, complete with holiday music.
Wow.
That's kind of, he's poking fun. So that's actually kind of cute.
What do you do when you have 11 kids? You poke fun. Because if I had 11 kids, I'd be going like, Oh, I'm so sorry. I had 11 kids. I can't afford them. They're not going to have any college money. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, he might be saying that internally, but right now his bank account is, he can go shop a little bit.
Well, wouldn't you like to know what Mariah Carey thinks of this?
I mean, I don't think she much cares.
Well, I know, but she, like the co-parenting of the kid thing, it's like, Mommy, Daddy had another baby.
Well, that's true.
I mean, this could happen every 3 months at his house, apparently.
That's true, too.
3 to 4 months.
A kid a quarter.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow. Oh.
Yep.
I don't know why. I just don't know why. Why? Why?
He enjoys the process, I guess.
Well, I get the process. You know what?
They have things to prevent the result of the process, you know.
Right.
I don't know if he's heard about those things, but...
Well, you know, maybe he's Catholic. Well, maybe he's Catholic.
Or Mormon?
Mormons, yeah, all that. Maybe he's religious.
Maybe he didn't give that much of a thought.
If he was religious, he wouldn't have six baby mamas. Maybe he just likes kids. I don't think so. I think he's going after some weird kind of wacko record.
At this point, he might be.
Something in the back of my mind said, yeah, no, this is, yeah. No.
There's probably a number he's going for. He has to beat a certain, how many kids does Eddie Murphy have? He has a lot.
10.
Yeah. All right, so he's beat Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Maybe that's what he was going for.
With our apologies to Eddie Murphy's kids and Halle Berry today, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, Dan.
That's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.